This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is Ukraine going to lose this war against Russia? More and more observers feel that way. And more observers feel that there's got to be a change in leadership in the Ukraine. Now, we have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Germany and Europe. And this booklet does, in fact, go into who the Ukrainian people are today and what is in store for them. To begin with, let me read to you from an article by AFP, dated November 4. In eastern Ukraine, one Ukrainian soldier had a grim assessment of the conflict. The 35-year-old went further than comments from Ukraine's most senior military official, who conceded this week that the war with Russia had reached a stalemate. "I have been saying for some time that already, step by step, we are losing the war," the serviceman told AFP. Now, in light of this, let's listen to this article by NBC News, dated November 3. U.S. and European officials have begun quietly talking to the Ukrainian government about what possible peace negotiations with Russia might entail to end the war. The conversations have included very broad outlines of what Ukraine might need to give up to reach a deal. They began amid concerns among U.S. and European officials that the war has reached a stalemate and about the ability to continue providing aid to Ukraine. Biden administration officials also are worried that Ukraine is running out of forces. Ukraine is also seeing public protests about some of President Zelensky's open-ended non- and conscription requirements. And there is unease in the United States government with how much less public attention the war in Ukraine has garnered since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly a month ago, but now it's almost like 1.5 months. Officials fear that shift could make securing additional aid for Kyiv more difficult. Officials have also privately said Ukraine likely only has until the end of the year or shortly thereafter before more urgent discussions about peace negotiations should begin. Western officials say Putin still believes he can wait out the West or keep fighting until the US and its allies lose domestic support for funding Ukraine or the struggle for supply Kyiv with weapons and ammunition becomes too costly. In light of these comments, the following article by Spiegel International is very interesting, which was published on November 10. It says, "The situation in Ukraine is bleak. There has been little progress on the front, and only a massive increase in Western military aid could help. But it does not appear that such aid will be forthcoming, particularly with the new war in the Middle East taking much of the West's attention away from Ukraine. Indeed, it is even possible the United States will start reducing its support and the European Union wouldn't likely be able to make up for that shortfall. For Ukraine, the end of U.S. aid would be no less than a disaster. When it comes to purely military assistance, the U.S. is indispensable. All experts agree that it would be impossible for the Europeans to compensate for the loss of U.S. military aid to Ukraine." German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said Ukraine is going to lose in that case. War weariness is also spreading within the EU. Skepticism is particularly widespread in Germany. The biggest obstacle to Ukraine's accession to the EU must first be removed, which is the war with Russia. Is it unclear from an end and how an end to that war will be defined? Yes, it most certainly is unclear. It goes on to say, when the Russians are completely expelled from Ukraine's territory, if there's a peace treaty, or will it suffice if the weapons have been silent long enough? These issues are also explosive for the EU because it has a mutual assistance clause, similar to NATO's. In the event of an armed attack on a member state, and I quote, the other member states shall have towards it an obligation of aid and assistance by all the means in their power. That's according to Article 42 of the Treaty on the European Union. Ukraine's accession to NATO is only conceivable once the war with Russia has ended. And who knows, now this is the interesting question and statement the article makes, who knows what will be left of Ukraine by then? Now we have told you from the outset that Ukraine will ultimately become part of Russia. That's why that entire war is so useless. It's predetermined, predestined that that's going to happen. Ukraine and Russia will be together. And our book that I mentioned at the beginning of this program goes into that in great detail. But before I go back to this booklet, let me quote to you an article from Asia Times, dated November 11. There is a growing consensus that the West wants to replace Ukraine's President Zelensky. Either Zelensky will be forced to call a presidential election scheduled for next March and then be replaced, or if he resists, he will be replaced anyway. The suggestion is through a coup or something like that. The article goes on to say that the U.S. has pushed changes in Ukraine's leadership before. Zelensky has a second problem, which has damaged his relationship with America and Britain, and I might say also some European countries. That problem is the growing perception that Ukraine is losing the war. In Washington's view, the best thing to do is to negotiate a deal with the Russians. Again, talking about negotiation. If there's no negotiation, inevitably Ukraine will fail militarily. However, Zelensky is against any negotiation with Russia and is demanding that all Russian forces leave Ukraine and that Russian war criminals be brought to trial. Zelensky is not going to voluntarily quit, so the problem of how to get him to step aside is unresolved. Even more daunting, holding presidential elections in March may be too late to save Ukraine. Now, we don't know whether these statements are correct, whether they are really trying to push Zelensky aside or not, but the bottom line is, as I said earlier, Ukraine is going to lose this war. They're not going to win. And our free book, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe, will explain this to you in great detail. So please ask for a free copy. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.